Okay, just something obvious, but always better to be safe than sorry. In the exam, you get given single discount factor tables. Single discount factors are the ones that use if you are given a specific figure, let's say 100, and you want to discount it down for 4 years at a rate of 10%. You simply go to your single discount factors, you look at the 10% column, you look at the 4 years row, read the little discount factor there, and you multiply 100 by that discount factor. Now, you also get given an annuity or a cumulative discount factor table. All you do with these is you use this when it's the same amount for a number of years. So let's say this time it's 100, the same amount, 100, for every year for 4 years, discounted down at 10%. Now, what you could do is you could use the discount, the single discount figures, and do 100, then discount it down using year 1, then year 2, then year 3, then year 4's discount rates from the table. Or, because the 100 stays the same, you could just simply use the annuity and just go across and say, right, annuity, 4 years, 10%, and it will give you an annuity factor, which is a cumulative discount factor. And you just multiply the 100 by that. I'm sure you know it, but just in case.